Welcome to Field Notes, a podcast from the Georgia Partnership for Excellence in Education. Today we'll be talking about the launch of our new podcast and what inspired us to create it. We've got Strategic Partnership Coordinator Merrill Kemp Wilcox with us to discuss the details. Merrill, today marks a special day for the partnership because we are launching our first podcast. So, can you tell me a little bit just about the genesis of the idea? What prompted the organization to want to go in this direction?
Sure. So I don't know how to do that without speaking a little bit about my role in the organization, which involves an awful lot of getting across the state, learning more about what's going on within and between communities in the education space, specifically targeting rural Georgia. And so as we have been on that journey organizationally for the last few years, there's just so much going on out there that people don't know about. Sometimes people in Atlanta don't know about it. Sometimes people two counties over don't know about it. In smaller communities, everybody's doing everything. Everybody's wearing a million hats. And so it's rare that somebody is in charge of knowing what's going on in other parts of the region or other parts of the state. So this seemed like a great opportunity to sort of highlight the good work that is being done, some of the innovative work that's being done in the education space, and especially where there's multi-sector partnerships that impact education. And so we sort of said, how do we go find these stories, highlight them, and shine some light on some good work?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So when you think about the audience that will be served through the podcast and whose stories will be of value to the state, what comes to mind for you?
Two different, really, major audiences, I think. I think folks that are operating at a statewide level, that it would behoove them to know more of the stories that are going on in smaller communities that are good work stories, but are not necessarily on a main stage, to help, you know, give some, like I said, amplification of that, shine a light on that good work. And then also folks in similar communities who can learn from other Georgians who are facing similar situations and coming up with innovative solutions.
Awesome, awesome. So I guess to wrap up, when you think ahead and at the end of this podcast, however long it exists, what would success look like for you?
100 million billion downloads and listeners. No, but honestly, I think seeing the stories of good work being done in rural communities getting traction on a wider stage. Mm. I think that is so important. There are a lot of challenges in smaller communities, and there's a lot of focus on that in across the state, both at from the capital, from the Rural Prosperity Center down in Tifton, from the Georgia Chamber, from a number of different. There's a lot going on in rural health. There's a lot of initiatives focusing on improving the quality of life in our rural communities, and being able to help streamline that, help share that information, help us all work together, and really address some of these issues, I think it's important, and I'm excited to embark on this podcast journey.
I'm excited too, and I think the organization is really stoked about having one more avenue to share our story and show the impact we're having across the state, but also to see how Georgia as a state is really moving the needle forward. So, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
It's nice to meet you, podcast listening world, and stick with us. I hope it's going to be a good time.
All right. And on that note, we are out of here. We will see you next time.